Can you talk a little bit more about the kinds of problems you can see with docetaxel and maybe some of the things that a nurse might want to look out for?
Well, docetaxel is a drug that is in general a little bit more toxic than paclitaxel. Particularly the docetaxel every 3 week type regimens have more toxicity than the paclitaxel weekly regimens. Now, the every 3 week regimen with docetaxel can be very valuable in that it has good efficacy, but it needs to be recognized that it will demand more from the patient in terms of toxicity. And some of the specific things that occur that we see, you know, those of us who have given a lot of docetaxel over time, we see fairly commonly nail changes. And these can be really disturbing to the patient, and certainly patients should be warned about the possibility they may occur. Of course, they resolve after finishing the docetaxel, but they can be frightening during the time it is given. In general, also, docetaxel is associated with asthenia, which is a fancy word which means basically cumulative fatigue. And so that patients, after a number of cycles of docetaxel, quite often express the fact that they're feeling tired. So this is a drug that actually is, in a way, a good drug for adjuvant therapy because it's possible to put up with those kind of effects for 12 weeks, where in some of these short regimens, like the TC regimen, whereas if you try to take docetaxel over the course of a year, it's much more problematic. Now, one of the things we saw in the metastatic disease trials where we're giving docetaxel for a long period of time was fluid retention. And that fluid retention responded to diuretics, and it's a reversible type of fluid retention. But there is always a concern that that could happen. Having said that, I have to say that in general, in the adjuvant setting where docetaxel is given for only a few cycles, I haven't seen patients develop severe fluid retention the way we did in the trials in metastatic disease.
What about tearing, lacrimal changes? Yeah.
There certainly is the possibility of having tear duct problems or tear duct sclerosis. These have been a real limitation for the idea of giving docetaxel on a weekly basis, where they really were a severe problem. Interestingly enough, they don't tend to be a major issue with the every 3 week regimens, at least in my experience. So I think that one of the things that's led us away from the weekly regimens, which paclitaxel has adopted, led us away from the use of weekly docetaxel, is that it is associated with tear duct changes, and this can really inconvenience people.
Now, what's going on there? Is it a direct toxic effect on the tear duct?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on this point, but I do think it is a direct toxic effect.
And then it sort of closes down and the tears can't get out,
right,
more or less?
And you can send a person to an ophthalmologist. In some cases, they can do something to try to open the tear duct. But it can be a real nuisance to patients.
But the patient complains of excessive tears, correct?
Well, what they compare of, yes, watery eyes. I don't think it's actually extra tears being produced so much as it is that the normal flow of the moisture from the eye is blocked.